So, I was fortunate enough to listen to some stuff today. I did some research for tonight's podcast because I figured if I'm going to be the one to talk about it, I might as well talk about it in depth. Now, you may be wondering, what kind of conversation would require in-depth discussion? You're about ready to hear for the next 15 minutes at least, about why I think there is a big discrepancy in the LGBT movement. Why I would say that some people are just trying to do it to get a name made for themselves. There's a lot of things that rouse me a little bit, like fake people, not real, or whatever you want to call it. But for the next 15 minutes, you're going to hear me talk about it, and it's an opinion, because this is a total opinion podcast, and I hope that you guys enjoy it. Stay tuned. So how would I define the LGBT movement? I read a news article today that just set me wrong. It was like, really? That guy in Chicago who claimed that there was a group of Trump supporters who attacked him got virtually away with murder in some way or shape or form. And what I don't get is these people. They are so... I mean, they don't even listen to the conversation. They get mad. They use the... First of all, I'm not going to say that any movement's one less importance than the other. Because, in my opinion, we all deserve equal rights, and we should have those no matter where we're at in America. Equal rights, fair rights, whatever you want to call them, we need them here and now. I think that we should have equality all the way across the board, from employment to jobs to Social Security to survivor's benefits for the person they're married to, it should not be dictated as to the sexual orientation of who they're married to. That's the first thing. Because that is wrong. That is, in any shape, form, or fashion, is like racism at its best. And when we don't talk about these issues, they don't matter. Women or men, whoever you are, you're going to not like the next couple minutes of this podcast, because I'm virtually going to dress down the inhypocrisies of what is going on in the government. First of all, there is no way that one group is more important than the other. And I mean that. There is no way one group can be more important than the other. Next, if we cannot sit down across the table and have a reasonable, common sense conversation about rights, then it's time to pack up our bags, shut our mouths, and just live our lives the best way we know how. See, my issue with these people who claim they're fighting for the rights of the people of LGBT and who claim they're standing up for the rights of all people, I have an issue with that because they're standing up for what they want, not what everybody else wants. Nobody else is out there debating what rights we need. We need equal rights all the way across the board, and not special exceptions or stuff like that. We need equal, common sense rights all the way across the board, ladies and gentlemen. And this might sound like a pitch for a commercial or something like that, but that's not it at all. See, I am gay. And I recognize the danger of who or what people think of us. And it's like, I don't care. If someone's going to shoot me for being who I am, then they're just as guilty as the next guy who judges us unfairly. See, the people who want to hurt us are the people who don't know us. And the people who don't know us don't care. A man is entitled to love how he wants, same as a woman. He's entitled to love who he wants, the same as a woman. And when two guys love each other, there should be no question about why they're together. It's just like when a man and woman love each other. They got together because they fell in love. Now, you know, you don't criticize that, but yet you criticize two same-sex couples. Quite a difference when it's turned on its head and pointed back at you. Oh, and those of you who say, well, I support this movement, but I don't want to be seen with you. That's a line of shit. That's a total hypocrisy of whatever you get told in life. That's like saying, well, I support this, but I don't want to be seen with you because you are this way. Excuse me? I am what way? Gay? Yeah, I'm gay. I'm happy, too. I can love a man. I love a man. I have fallen in love with a man. Hasn't changed me yet. But wait a minute. There's somebody out there who says that falling in love is for man and woman, and I would definitely like to challenge that conversation. Falling in love is not for just a man and a woman. Nowadays, men all over the world are proposing to other men. I know somebody who fell in love with a man and it took him 3.5 years. And you know something? That is the most amazing love story you could ever have. Probably about the most amazing love story you could ever hear. How do we get beyond this stupid labeling tool that we have in America? It's stupid. It's a label. It's made up of false innuendos, criticisms of labeling, and it just doesn't go away. You should not have to put on an application at any point your sexual status, straight, gay, whatever it is. These online applications that require that are basically, I think, trying to get someone to bite the hook. I've always wondered why they have to know what's your orientation, what you believe in is important. And I never have figured that out. Until one day I started looking up, why do dating apps require orientation? Why can't we just have a dating app where it doesn't require that? Why don't they just know, hey, he likes guys, so what? When you put men for men, you shouldn't have to go down just a few numbers and put gay. That makes no sense. The answer is right there in front of you. Men for men. Okay, so he's for men. Doesn't need an explanation. Doesn't even require one. It's just like when I see somebody put on a page on TikTok or Facebook or Instagram or wherever they might be. It's just like when they put on there, I like men. That's an indication. Okay, he likes men. That's cool. I can handle that. And see, that's the problem. We've gotten used to this labeling tool. People use it all the time. I notice it's more identifiable in job searching. People who go out and apply for a job, they use that as a tool, as a matter of a tool. They want to get to know you a little bit better, so they put extracurricular questions in your application. And the whole thing here is that I'm not criticizing just one group of people. I'm criticizing the way it's been done. We don't need a label. We don't even need the labeling. It needs to go away. The labeling needs to vanish. We've spent hundreds of years putting labels on things where we don't need to put a label. You know, if you're a man, you're a man. If you're a woman, you're a woman. If you love a man, you love a man. If you love a woman, you love a woman. And if you love the same sex, you love the same sex. It shouldn't matter to anybody else but yourself. We've got to get over this hypocrisy in America of labeling things. We have to have a label on this. We have to have a label on that. We have to label this because we want to make sure we get it right. Yeah, how are we going to get it right when we label it? See, that's the power of suggestion right there. That's what you call, we use a label to identify somebody. Oh, did you know that I heard, and you just like, you heard what? That labels are bad? Well, I knew that from the start. 10 points for being smarter than a label. And what is it about these people who constant, it's just not once, or maybe a few times, it's constant. What is it about these people who sit in these blogs and talk about, oh, well, we need to do this for these people, we need to do that for these people, when what we really need to do, in all honesty, is simply go in and pass a constitutional law saying equality for all. It states that everything is equal across the board. It makes sense to me. Honestly, that makes more sense than going into a classroom, sitting there and listening to the teacher tell you how wrong it is to be the way you are and how you need to change so you get a better chance at life and how you can't be gay or you can't be bisexual or you can't be lesbian or you can't be bisexual as a woman or anything like that. And it's just like, what in the hell are you talking about? That's the question I want to ask people when they say that. To me, falling into love is easy. Falling out of love is hard. falling into a relationship is even harder. Because it takes forever. But when people use labels, that destroys the conversation right then and there. There is nothing worse than having somebody label somebody that is not required. If you live in this world, you know how it feels to be labeled. And you shouldn't have to. If you believe that labeling is wrong, then you're going to take this message and use it. Because that's what this message is here for. This message is here for everybody to use. This message isn't just for me. It's for everybody. Everybody who has a thing, who has something to win by creating a non-labeled society, could win a big victory. Everybody who wants to use labeling terms is going to find out that I'm not a label. I'm a person. The person I'm with is a person. So I love him no matter what. And I don't care if you use a label on me or not, because I'm going to turn and look at you and say, that's a label. You have no reason to say that. I wish you not to label that. Because they're using labels to make changes. And these changes are dangerous, are unexplainable, and could cause a lot of harm to a society that is already in shambles. So if you're going to label somebody, and you're going to use that label to try and win something, don't label me, because I don't play that way. My label is my name. My name is Brandon, and you've heard my opinion. And these fake-ass wannabe LGBT supporters need to move out of the way and get in a real man's line, because trying to get fame from us isn't going to work. There is nothing here for you. Get the hell out of the way, because if you're not real, we don't want you. This is all the realist, and this is not no flipping membership only club. This is real people falling for real people that love same sex people. It's not about identity. It's not about orientation. It's about being real. It's about being who you are. And if you are not a part of an LGBT movement, then you have no reason to try and get on there and start riding that train, because you're not interested in same-sex couples. People who love men who love men have an interest in getting equality. I have an interest in getting equality. I have an interest in unity. I have an interest in knocking these labels off the block, because they need to stop. So I'm not going to tell you how wrong it is to sit there and criticize me. What I am going to tell you is that if you want to criticize same sex and you want to be one of these wannabe LGBTers, don't come to me, because I don't want to hear it. I want the realists. I want people who are real about their feelings, people who are real about their conversation, and people who have respect for people loving people. It's not about labels. I hate fake LGBT people. And you know they're fake. You know they're fake. Everybody knows they're fake, because when you see it, you just don't believe it. They're so fake. And that's what's amazing, is how fake they really are. So don't spend time trying to explain to me real. Don't spend time trying to explain to me how come I shouldn't be this way. Because I'm going to look at you and say, get the hell out of my face, dude. You're wasting my time, my oxygen, and I'm tired of listening to you. That's the truth. Peace.
Let's make the world a stage.
So finally, we come to a close, and we've reached the end of a podcast. So I'm going to tell you guys something. This is like interesting to me because I want to make it sound better. The advertisement that's running on my podcast is kind of unique. I'm trying to get people to come on a one-on-one interview on Facebook. So that's why you see it up there. Okay? I want you guys to feel comfortable. I want to meet people who are comfortable about doing podcasts and who have an interest in talking about stuff. Because without that interest and without having something to talk about, a one-on-one on Facebook for unity and equality for all is going to be a challenge. Because I want people who have a shared common interest in doing this. So that's why that is up there. That is my ad for my podcast until January 1st. And by then I will have a new ad up for everybody to use. And so I hope you guys enjoy. I hope that if you get time, you become a supporter. And if you're interested in sharing some conversation and you want to be a part of the podcast, just let me know and I'll get you up here if you're a part of this app I'm using. The information's in the bio to reach out to me. You can also check me out on Instagram. And my Instagram is in the bio as well. Have a nice weekend, and here's the next two songs right in a row till the very end.